Random House Audio presents Intruder in the Dust by William Faulkner. Read for you by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. It was just noon that Sunday morning when the sheriff reached the jail with Lucas Beecham, though the whole town, the whole county too for that matter, had known since the night before that Lucas had killed a white man. He was there, waiting. He was the first one, standing, lounging, trying to look occupied, or at least innocent, under the shed in front of the closed blacksmith's shop across the street from the jail, where his uncle would be less likely to see him if, or rather when, he crossed the square toward the post office for the 11 o'clock mail. Because he knew Lucas Beecham, too. As well, that is, as any white person knew him. Better than any, maybe, unless it was Carruthers Edmonds, on whose place Lucas lived 17 miles from town, because he had eaten a meal in Lucas's house. It was in the early winter, 4 years ago. He had been only 12 then, and it had happened this way. Edmonds was a friend of his uncle. They had been in school at the same time at the State University, where his uncle had gone after he came back from Harvard and Heidelberg to learn enough law to get himself chosen county attorney. And the day before, Edmonds had come into town to see his uncle on some county business, and had stayed the night with them, and at supper that evening, Edmonds had said to him, "Come out home with me tomorrow and go rabbit hunting." And then, to his mother, "I'll send him back in tomorrow afternoon. I'll send a boy along with him while he's out with his gun." And then, to him again, "He's got a good dog." "He's got a boy," his uncle said, and Edmonds said, "Does his boy run rabbits, too?" And his uncle said, "We'll promise he won't interfere with yours." So the next morning, he and Alexander went home.